So this is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Devita Kelly. And this takes us way back to over two decades ago when I was a very famous entertainer, model, club promoter, dancer at the famous New York City club called Scores. And so back in the day, Scores was a place where all, Scores Manhattan, was a place where all the celebrities used to go. All the celebrities, the biggest players, ballers, athletes, Hollywood, everyone would go there. And so I would, on any given night, meet a whole bunch of celebrities and party with them. And it was so funny because one of my favorite memories was... was one of my clients who was Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer's evil twin. His name was Schmalzker De La Hoya. So Schmalzker De La Hoya used to come in and take me to the VIP room, and Oscar De La Hoya's evil twin would be like, "I have a foot fetish." And he kind of sounded like that. This is also going two decades ago. But it was so funny. He's like, "Oh, I have this foot fetish." And so he would like to take off my stilettos. And at the Scores nightclub, we had to wear like closed heel stilettos. And we would be in those for hours. And they were at least 6 inches long. So they were sweaty AF. And I used to put baby powder in my shoes to make them like the stilettos, to make them like smell, like just to dry out the sweat. So Oscar De La Hoya's evil twin would be like, "Oh, I have these foot fetish." So he would take my stilettos off and then sniff my toes and lick them and be like, "Oh, they smell like baby powder and stinky feet." I'm like, "Well, of course they do, Oscar." Oh my God. And I'm like, your brother must be just as pervy as you. So funny. So one night he came in and he wanted to go party after. And so, of course, we always, partied with celebrities after hours too, just for shits and giggles. So he's like, "Hey, can you bring your girlfriend?" Because he like had a crush on my Brazilian girlfriend. And she's like, "Oh my God, you like, are we really gonna go party with him?" I'm like, "Yes, it's gonna be so fun." I'm like, "Come on, he is so cute." And so we go back to party with him, and we're sitting there, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so like, I want to try on your pretty stilettos." So my girlfriend like hands him stilettos, and he puts them on. He's like, "Oh, I want to wear like a fishnet stockings. You have those?" I'm like, "Of course we have fishnet stockings." So he puts those on, and he starts prancing around. It was so funny. And then he's like, "Oh, so do you have handcuffs?" I'm like, "Well, handcuffs? Well, yes, I actually do, Oscar De La Schmoya. How you knew that is hysterical, because it just so happened that earlier that day, when I was staying with my girlfriend in Brooklyn, New York, and this is again like two decades ago, when we were the only white chicks in the entire neighborhood, and my girlfriend had this gorgeous loft, and it was all tricked out, but it got vandalized by hoodlums. And so the local cops came over and helped clean up the whole mess and everything. And so just as an act of gratitude and for fun too, we dress up as hot cops, slutty hot cops in cop uniforms, and brought the chief of police a birthday cake with his name on it, because it happened to be his birthday that day, and brought him over a birthday cake to the precinct and thanked everybody for their service, and showed up, as slutty cops in handcuffs. And then we went to work that night at the Scores nightclub in New York. And so I just happened to have a pair of handcuffs on me. So I'm like, really? That is so hilarious that you should ask. Because yes, I do have a pair of handcuffs on me, Oscar de la Shmoya. And so I slapped those on his wrist. And he's wearing fishnet stockings in stilettos with the handcuffs on him. And he's like, also, I like to get spanked. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. I'm like, well, with what? Oh, my God. So, I went back to my bag and cliffhanger.